Has this question ever bothered you like it has me from time to time? How can we possibly know that we are on the right track? How can we be sure about the things we believe when there are so many people around us that disagree with us? How do I know that my path is the right path? You know, it's pretty important because eternity is involved. And that is more than just a long time. That's forever. So I think it'd be a good idea if we wouldn't take any unnecessary risks. We should really find out. And we also know that from time to time, we can do some pretty stupid things. So I guess we ought to be sure that we're not just doing something stupid. And our text tries to answer that question for us today. We read from John chapter 2, 1 John chapter 2, beginning at the third verse. And by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. The one who says, I have come to know him, and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in him. The one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked. Beloved, I am not writing a new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard. On the other hand, I am writing a new commandment to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. The one who says he is in the light and yet hates his brother is in the darkness until now. The one who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But the one who hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. The Spirit, through John here, brings us a solution to the problem. Now by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Well, we say all religions want to keep the commandments of their God, obviously, because that's the way they want to gain salvation. But our text is telling us how to know that we recognize and believe in the one true God. If we keep his commandments. At first reading, that message seems like pure work righteousness. We can make it if we keep his commandments. But let's look at that passage in the light of other words of our Savior. In John 3:16 we read that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That is so clear. Nothing there about keeping commandments. Just a simple how we get to heaven. In 1 John 17, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. In John 2, Jesus himself is the propitiation. Jesus is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And not only ours, but the sins of the whole world. It is clear that we inherit heaven not by trying to re-earn what he has already accomplished, but through faith in the fact that Jesus did what the Bible says he did. But how do we know that we're included? This passage refers to the unnatural change that occurs in the human heart when an unbeliever is brought to righteousness, when an unbeliever is brought to saving faith. Natural man does not want to obey God. He does not care about pleasing him or walking in the path that God has laid out. He cares nothing about the biblical concepts of love and patience and humility. These desires are born in the sinner when the sinner is reborn and brought to saving faith. So these words from God then are telling us that the desire to walk in the light of the Word, as our God would have us walk, is in itself evidence that the Holy Spirit is living and active in your hearts. Our text also makes it clear that if we turn away from the light of God's Word, we are immediately in spiritual darkness. The light of God's Word also includes doctrines. All those laws and doctrines. Don't we wonder sometimes if such rigid following of doctrine can actually be bad for the church? Just the opposite is true. Look around you at the Christian churches. How are they different from us? Well, they have each turned away from the light of the Word in some way, whether that is by fellowship principles, the roles of men and women, the means of grace, lifestyles, or whatever. God has not changed. But man has wandered off into the darkness of human opinion. Now they no longer know right from wrong. But you do. And you should not be ashamed of that. You know right from wrong because you abide in the light of God's Word. And yes, that also means doctrines. There's nothing new here. It's the pure, simple Word of God, as it has always been. And darkness will come to us the moment we take that first step away from the light of God's Word. Once we do that, our human reasoning or instincts will take over, and who knows where that will lead. When Jesus speaks to us, He speaks for a reason. He wants us with Him in heaven because He loves us. Is it your wish to walk as God would have you walk? If it is, have the assurance then that the Spirit is working in your heart and you are on the right path, a path of light in a world of darkness, a path of light in a world of compromise, a path of light in a world of uncertainty. Ask God daily to send you the Spirit that you may stay in that light and turn aside from all that is darkness. We conclude with stanzas 1 and 2 of hymn number 402.